What up?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, all
right,
guys. What's up?
How you doing? Another episode of the menu. Blog Talk Radio. Miss Mika, Miss Nicole, and
hey.
Being out. What up, y'all?
What's going on?
How are you?
You really need to stop talking. You about to keel over, bruh.
Yeah, all of a sudden stop sleeping.
This is my tired and sexy voice.
Really?
Is a tired and sexy.
Oh, Lord, you could say that to somebody else.
Oh, wow.
Now,
you
better
go have people sleeping.
Oh, you know, that sounds real nice. Now, after I just finished slaving in the kitchen, and after jumping up, slaving in the kitchen, if I did all that for you, you'd be talking that junk? You'd just be eating?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I'm rude and disrespectful, so I'll do it anyway.
Well, I'm just keeping it behind it.
Okay, well, as long as I'm being honest.
Well, see, it was, and that's what counts, the honesty factor.
That's
so,
right.
Oh, goodness gracious. How has everyone been so far?
Good.
Bye.
Not liking this heat right now.
I heard it hit 122 on the subway systems today.
They got them under there tonight. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
122.
122.
Yeah, that's what they said. Mm-hmm. It's way hotter underground than it is above.
Yeah, because MTA don't put no air in there. They ain't had no air when we was. Listen, they ain't had no air when we was.
Comment.
They ain't going to have no air in there. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Did anybody pass out?
Well, we'll find out tonight. I'm quite sure a couple of people are going to be suing transit before the end of the week.
That's if they don't work for them pass out.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, if you work for transit, you can't sue them. But if you're a rider, you can.
No comment.
thanks. That's all I'm going to say on that subject. So what are we doing tonight? Who are we getting on tonight? What's going on? What's going on? What's tonight? What's tonight about? What's tonight about?
Tonight is about, I know eventually I'm going to have to let y'all do some real grown and sexy episodes. So, because I know that, I wouldn't say that's what y'all like. I just, y'all fancy, you know, those type of, you know, you fancy that type of commentary.
It's not that we fancy it. You know, it's the thing.
Yeah. It's fun to talk about.
Just like that whole thing about, you know, who would you prefer, your man in the kitchen naked cooking dinner or your man in the house naked cleaning? You know, it's a hard choice.
Well, I don't want to see no man naked cleaning or cooking.
I'm talking about for the chick. You know, what would you prefer? You know, you walking after a hard day, your wife booty butt naked in the kitchen cooking, or she booty butt naked, freaking clean up the house. You know, she got is a freaking feather duster.
I would like something left to the imagination. I would like something left to the imagination. So maybe she should be wearing a piece of lettuce or something like that. I don't know.
Well, she's wearing a feather duster.
Nah, I prefer the lettuce. Anyway.
Really?
Tonight's topic. Killer cops, where are they now? I was doing some research on this stuff, these killer cops and where are they now, and there really isn't much info, especially on the most recent ones. But
they're still working.
A majority of them are anyway.
Yeah, they're still working. They don't lose their jobs.
Administrative pay. Like, I was just watching this YouTube video briefly. I didn't watch the whole thing about this. So, the car stop with Sandra Bland. And the officer was actually, he was just kind of not telling the truth. He wasn't very forthcoming about what he was telling.
We don't know.
His captain compared to, you know, what actually happened. So, you know, I'm you know, kind of, you know, stuck on stupid with what the hell has been going on. I mean, there's not anything really new from what's been going on for
years. Just that now it's more publicized and it's
and it's women now.
Everyone's paying attention. You know, everyone's actually looking and questioning something they didn't do before. Before, everybody just rioted and called it a day. Now everybody's really stopping and using logic and saying this isn't right. I actually heard that there was I guess it was CNN the other night where they were having a debate about this. And the freaking dude came out his face and basically said, had she not given a state trooper attitude, that wouldn't have happened. I mean, the highway patrolman attitude. First of all, legally, she could say what she wants. She was well within her rights.
Exactly.
All he was supposed to do was pull her over, give her a ticket, and call it a day. The fact that he physically went into that car to pull her out violated code. But he also sat there and told her that she had to put out her cigarette.
Light you up. Yeah.
They'll try to
justify once they use the word, you're under arrest, or they use that line, you're under arrest, and it's like anything goes.
But he didn't. Not only did he not use it, he never even said, because she asked him, she says, am I being arrested? At first he said no. And then she started telling him what her rights were. Then he's like, oh, well, you're being smart, so now I'm going to arrest you. You can't
do that. And
didn't
read her rights either. Exactly.
No, he didn't. He didn't even read her Miranda rights.
Nope.
So he screwed up every which way until Sunday.
And then he'll get away with it.
Of course, because he's a cop. And then the female cop that showed up, she was ridiculous, too. Like, I've seen enough of the video and heard enough of the audio to be like, that whole department needs to be freaking just totally demolished. It's not going to happen because it's a freaking bump in hell, Texas.
I mean, there needs to be some checks and balances. I think a lot of the hierarchy in that precinct is just going for the okey-doke or just letting it play out need to be dismantled.
But they can't now there's too much media attention. Someone has to be held accountable. Now they have to respond to this. And you know, the latest thing was, well, she was found with a large amount of marijuana in her system. So she could
have
gotten
it
in jail.
They're trying to destroy her character, that's all.
It's always gonna be assassination to prove it.
Well, you know what I find interesting? In between them saying that, like, remember when the Asian cop shot the dude girly in the stairwell. The black dude up in the projects.
Yeah.
I remember when that happened, and like the next thing out of the media's mouth was his rap sheet. Now my thing is, what did he have to do? Like, what is his rap sheet or his past or his criminal record, whatever, or what he had for dinner? What does that have to do with the fact that him and his girlfriend were just coming out the house to go get something to eat, and he's all of a sudden shot dead in the stairwell? What does that have to do with
anything? They justify it.
But it's never justifiable. This is the thing. The problem is, years ago, you know, people pretty much took the concept at word for when they did stuff like this. You know, now... And I hate to admit this, but, you know, thanks to social media and the fact that cell phones now have cameras and can record everything and the cops have been forced to actually keep their dash cams on, like all of this stuff, people are actually literally seeing it. And they're like, okay, this don't make sense.
But what doesn't make sense is they have the body cams, they have the dash cams, and guess what? They're still getting off. They're still getting off. That's like recording somebody breaking into somebody's house, and then all of a sudden they're just like, oh, no, he wasn't doing that. He just left the key someplace else, and he left the key to somebody else's house someplace else, and he had to go in through the window.
But I think now with social media being what it is, Seriously, I think being what it is and the fact that now, you know, these things are being brought to a wider audience, not like it's a, it, you know, it's a double-edged sword. But the masses before that wouldn't have questioned it. It would have been like, oh, he probably deserved it. And now sitting there saying, wait, this don't make no sense. Y'all ain't doing the okey-doke here, you know? If you really look at it now, you've got people from all walks of life standing up saying something about this young lady. You know what I'm saying? Where if this But if this would have happened 10, 15 years ago, nobody would have done what they're doing now. You understand? Even the slightest bit of attention is more now than it would have been 10, 15 years ago. And this has been ongoing for years. We all know this. Being from the city, we all know this. But now it's being brought out in such a way where now you can't ignore it. There's no way. You cannot ignore it. And it cracked me up. Russell Simmons, he made a post. He said, yeah, we know. He's like, yeah, you know, black-on-black crime, you know, it's been going on forever, and that's our issue. But why is it all right for the cops to shoot whatever police officer he said to shoot Tyrone? You know what I'm saying? Yep.
It's been all types of crime, whether it's black-on-black, white-on-white, Asian on Asian, Indian on Indian. There's been all types of crime going on for years. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
For years. And my thing is, why highlight black on black crime?
Because
you know what
I'm saying? Because people are always saying that. They always saying that.
It helps keep people in fear.
Yeah, exactly. It is a way to instill fear because that's what the media does. But now it's to a point where they can't even pull that one out anymore, you know, because they'll try to turn it around for that. But then on the flip side of that, they're going to have their own guys, their own people turn around saying, yeah, but that has nothing to do with what's just happened now. You know,
exactly.
It's no longer, oh, well, we can turn a blind eye. You can't turn a blind eye anymore. You know how you can tell it's serious when people in China are turning around saying, well, what the hell's wrong with this country? Why are they doing this? And honestly,
but you're
Chinese,
but you're so busy in ours.
But here's your funny. Chinese folks don't like black folks, and they turn around saying why they hitting up on the brothers like that. What is that telling you? Seriously.
Well, it puts a black eye. Well, it puts like this, and it just goes to show like America is not the portrait that it's a lot of people try to paint it to be like. You know, freedom isn't free. You know, yeah, it never was. I mean, freedom isn't free. It's like, let's not get it twisted. Like, we're not knocking the country itself, but the whole thing is you got to go back and look what the country is, politics and what this country was built on. Like, you can't turn around and build a castle on top of, like, soft sand and expect it to stay sturdy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you built this country awful blood and violence, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
You think it was never going to come back? You know what I'm saying? It's like what he said, like Bill said in the Malcolm X movie, it's just the chickens coming back home to roost. That's
sad.
All it is.
But we're not saying anything, and I'm tired of us doing these silent these protests and stuff. I mean, we need to do something about it. Like,
Black people rather talk amongst themselves and, you know, go to church and, you know, pray and, you know, do these silent vigils and stuff like that. They don't want the drama because they don't want the response. Like, I find it very interesting that we can beat on each other, but we fear the response or the reprisal from others.
They couldn't have pulled this a long time ago. There was no way back in the 80s, whatever, when we was growing up, that the cops could have came in the hood and jumped on somebody because back in the day, they would have jumped on the cops.
You don't remember RoboCop?
Back in the day, when we was growing up, that wouldn't have happened.
Wouldn't happen because we were more protective of each other in our community.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, but that's not something that applies anymore. Because here we go, this will turn all the way back to the way people are raised. You understand? And all because back in the day there was a sense of community, there was a sense of I am my brother's keeper. That doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't.
I mean, so, I remember when we was coming up, and like there were cops in the PJs, you know, in the story projects that they actually knew our parents, that actually knew us, and that was just like, hey, you know, you better get your ass home, or what you doing hanging over here? Hey, you know, I know your mother, and I'll tell your mother. Like they weren't so gun-ho to whip your ass. They weren't so gun-ho to try and run you in or take you to jail, only if you were doing something. Back then, it seemed like there was more of a thing of community policing. Now it's all about quota, kill.
It is
a form of terrorism. It is a form of terrorism.
It's domestic terrorism at its prime. You know, there's no way around that. It's totally domestic terrorism. But, and you know, the problem is, again, you know, we can do all we can. You know, we can use social media and the media itself to our advantage to tackle these subjects like this. But at the end of the day, you still got to deal with the politics of it all. And not for nothing, it's got to start at the top. There has to be some sort of responsibility from the top down. Somebody at the top has to be held accountable, and heads have to roll from that point on. Unfortunately, the sheriff has been in business. He's been in office for the past 40 years. So who's really going to run up against him? You know?
This is true.
It's true.
I mean, there's nothing that really can be done. I mean, I remember with the Amadou Diallo.
Oh, God, I remember that. The world.
Those cops. Those cops, I mean, I think a couple of them joined FDNY. And then...
Oh,
they were given, like, someone would give office jobs or something like that. I mean...
Yeah, they put them on modified duty or restricted duty. Or they reassign them.
They don't fire them.
Yeah, they didn't get fired.
No, of course not. I know that. I used to be with PD. I know.
Huh?
I thought I used to work with PD. I know.
And that's really sad.
But this is what we've been facing, and that's the sad part, because had it been anybody else, oh, forget about it, you know? Tyrone kills Jamal, guess what? Tyrone goes to jail for life. Officer Bob shoots Tyrone. Officer Bob goes on administrative leave with pay. You know?
Well, I mean, the sad part, which it always is like nothing is really going to change. I mean, some people say, oh, it's like they're trying to drag us into a war. They're not trying to drag you anything. There's already been a war that's going on. It's just that nobody is really, you know, our people at least aren't really jumping into the fray of doing much about it. I mean, you hear about an Al Sharpton going here or Jesse Jackson going there, but nobody's really stepping out. I mean, even some of these rappers, man, like everybody will talk big jump, but nobody's really stepping out there saying anything to address the issue or try to stop it. Because
they feel that
I don't want my hustle knocked, so I'm not going to knock there.
Exactly. The rappers ain't trying to lose their shine. They want to keep their dough. And seriously, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, I can't. I can't with either one of them. Those two, I can't. I'm sorry.
I agree. I can't.
I'm sorry. Slickback and Jerry Curl, they need to leave me alone.
Because
and seriously, can we be honest? Can we really be honest right now? And just, I'll be honest and go on record and say, those two are the biggest clowns of the social movement, of the civil rights movement ever.
Because
they're the ones that really start a lot of trouble. They claim they're out there trying to get people together and block. No, they're trying to get their little 20 minutes of fame, stay in the window, but they ain't really about nothing. They ain't about that life. They not. They really not.
I mean,
they go hiding.
You know, they're all about it in 1 minute, then the next minute they're like, yeah, you know, I really, yeah. Can we move on to the next project? You know, it's like, listen, don't freaking sit here and talk about, Yeah, well, this is my point. Don't sit there and talk about, oh, yeah, I'm for the people. I'm going to help my brothers and my sisters and blah, blah, blah. And then 5 minutes later, when you realize you ain't getting that spot on CNN, you're like, all right, deuces on me, I'm out. I swear it's like that episode of the Boondocks. I swear it is. I swear it was an episode of the Boondocks where Riley got caught the N-word. And,
oh, I love that episode.
Okay. And their Reverend Sharpton was Roscoe Jenkins. if you ever see this episode, I swear it is. And he went up against, what's her name? Culture? Somebody? Amy Culture, whoever the hell she is. On TV,
oh,
they
my
were
God.
Enemies. But behind the scenes, they was best of friends. Amy Culture had a black dude that was her boyfriend.
Yeah,
I mean, it was serious, but this is how I feel that these people are. They're all up in your face 1 minute. Yeah, my brothers and my sisters, let's rally, let's do this. You go turn around, the cameras are off. They over there with the KKK having drinks.
Like Hulk Hogan.
Well, I mean, do you really, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, is it really about people or personal agendas? Because, I mean, when I look at not just NYPD, but a lot of, you know, law enforcement agencies around the country, I will never sit here and say that I blame law enforcement. I would say that maybe they need to remodel how their hiring practices and do more stringent psychological testing.
No, that's
when
how
it comes down to these individuals.
No,
yeah,
that's
how they want them to go out and be crazy. They want them to go out
there
and be crazy.
Yeah, they train you that way. Because when I was in the car, my dad is filled with a teacher. They tell you that. If you drive and see a black person in the car and a Lexus and a white person in the car, you pull the black one over because 9 times out of 10, they wouldn't have the money for the car and all this and that. They teach that.
Like at the firing ranges. Like at the firing ranges. And I kid you not. Guess what targets they are when they're doing their target practice? They're black people.
Not
all
of them.
Robbing somebody. Yes. No, but wait a minute. And I'm not coming in defense, but there's this very popular target that is used at the range, and it's a Caucasian man. I mean, they've been using it for years. I think the guy who actually they kind of modeled it after, like, died like 3 years ago. But, I mean, no one was really saying anything when it was a Caucasian dude. But I'm not going to sit there and say that there isn't an issue when you clearly post a picture of, like, the African-American up there. Because my thing is, what's the difference between the cartoon person that you drew here and then you actually put in the... Like, I really don't think you should even draw a person. It just should be a silhouette and that's that. But why would you put an African-American person on target?
Now, see, when I used to go to the range, oh, which I miss, oh, my God, what a stress reliever that was. Oh, my God.
Oh,
anyway.
We'll go one day.
When I used to go to the range, it was just the silhouette with, you know, with the dots and your bullseye and everything. That's what it was.
Although
they did have the Osama bin Laden one, but I wasn't spending $5 for it. Because I'm just that cheap. I'm sorry. But the regular targets were just the silhouette. There was no picture of anyone or anything. It was just a silhouette.
And, yeah,
you know,
that, to me, that makes sense.
Well, yeah, I'm not trying to really shoot. Well, my ex-husband, possibly, if there was a nice picture of him, I'd have fun all day. But beyond that, don't judge. You're judging. I'm feeling judged. I'm being judged. But beyond that, I don't think you should have anyone there. I think it should be a silhouette. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, one thing I must say, you know, not to stretch it out, but there's been the whole Sandra Bland thing has opened up the eyes of a lot of us to brutality and a lot of killings of African-American women.
Exactly.
Because
that's just
been
crazy.
Going on. Yeah, and, you know, I didn't really know how serious it was
Oh, I did.
Until Sandra Bland thing happened. And I was like, wow. Like, the most recent thing, I mean, the girl wasn't killed, but the most recent thing was the officer that was beating on the pregnant woman.
Yeah. Oh,
and
that's nothing.
I'm like, when is it, when do you have some type of logic? Like, when does that switch in your brain of do the right thing, do the wrong thing, click on and click off, and you're looking at a pregnant woman? But the sad thing is, like, her color supersedes the fact that she's carrying another life in her. There's something wrong with you. And I think there should be an immediate, like, I don't, if investigation, okay, whatever. But you go home, no pay, think about what you did until the investigation is over. Because there's nothing logical that you can say with what you did. Nothing.
But you know what? It's not the first time that happened. As a matter of fact, a coworker of mine, her neighbor, who is black and pregnant, she was 8 months pregnant, that happened to her. And this was probably about 6-7 months ago.
And it's like, why? Well,
because they could get away with it. Because they can.
Because they,
and
because
I think,
you know what? There's been way too much, see, you know what it is, in all honesty? And I think what it is that now that, you know, everybody's up in arms about black men being abused and being shot on blah blah blah, this and the third. They figure, well, let's go after black women because they're known for being loud. They're known for having attitudes, so it'll be justifiable. And I'm not playing with you. That's the attitude of a lot of them.
The problem I have is the fact that black women create more black men than black women. So it's like it should be an uproar when you're attacking our women.
Exactly.
Because, you know what I'm saying, they are our future. The future to
and
our
that's why
they it's
do
like, it. I'm sure, yeah, and I'm sure, like, it's no different from something that they would do for theirs, or anyone would do for theirs. So it's not a race thing, but
I don't know.
We don't make it a race thing compared to
what
other people
do. No, we don't. That's the thing. We never get out that way.
No, but it is a race thing, no, without a doubt.
You know,
yeah, self-preservation, self-preservation.
Because and this is the problem. But you know what? Your biggest issue is that you're creating such a freaking shitstorm. I'm sorry, I got to say it. For nothing. Because at the end of the day, guess what? People are going to be people, and they're going to do what they're going to do. People are still going to mix with other people. You know what I'm saying? So you're going after a group of people for what? For what?
Because they, I don't know. They feel threatened by us or something.
They don't even know why at this stage. They have no idea.
Well, first of all, have you noticed, remember when we were younger? Remember when we were younger and they had the Westerns and the John Wayne movies and stuff like that? It seems like, and I hate to say it like this. Like I said, once again, I'm not a racist, but you know what? Somebody will take what I say and then say I'm a racist and don't even know me. But you know, I really don't care because I'm just gonna speak how I speak it. It seems like some of them, they always need an enemy to justify their actions. It's like they just can't exist. They're like there always has to be some type of enemy to fight to give them some relevance. Like with the Indians. They showed in all these cowboy movies about how they had the Indians were evil and how they had to kill them and this, that, and the third. But if you look at the history, you guys were shipped over here from England because y'all were murderers and thieves and everything else in your country. And it was like, nah, you got to get out of here. You came over here and you said, oh, we can conquer these people. We can get them and spread a disease and everything else. That's a lot of stuff that they don't want to mention in the books nowadays.
Of course not.
And once again, there's that we're the good and you're the enemy, you know, type ego and attitude that comes along. So when some of these cops, they go out there with this, I'm the good guy, you're automatically the bad guy until proven that you're good. And they think that they're saving people. They think that they're saving the world. Listen, I can understand.
And some of them have done help.
Huh?
A lot of them are gung-ho. They want to go out there and hurt people, too.
Well, it's, yeah, but it's that John Wayne Western attitude where they go out and, like, you know, we got to go out there and get the enemy. And it's like, what enemy? Like, you're making an enemy. Like,
exactly.
When does logic come into a police stop? Like, why do you have to be so aggressive? But see, that's the sad part. You have these people, like you said earlier, they're out there training them to go out there and be aggressive. The first thing they want to say is, hey, a crook has no morals or anything like that. You just got to get home at the end of the night. Listen, not every situation is a bad situation, but you can turn it bad with your attitude.
Exactly.
And just because you are an authority on the scene does not give you the right to basically trump somebody's, you know, human needs, you know, to tell someone, make somebody feel like they're lower than they are, than you. Why? Because you have a badge? Why? Because you have a gun? Because the sad part is, 9 times out of 10, some of these dudes are suckers without it.
That's what I'm saying. They're scared about it.
Yeah, and the whole thing is, it's like, yo, people like that don't need to have their job.
Exactly.
If you become a cop because it's a good job and it's a pension and you want to take care of your family and you want to go out there and do the right thing, listen, I'm all for it. God bless you. But if you're going out there just to be like, yeah, I'm going to go knock some heads, then this job ain't for you, man, because that's not what it's about, knocking heads. And I do believe there should be every 6 months to at least once a year psychological evaluation, because I know the job takes a toll. I'm sure the job takes a toll on people. I'm sure it changes.
They get training.
I didn't want to become one. Huh?
But the thing about it is they get the psychological training, but you can take a psychological training, because in your mind you know what's right and wrong. How you really feel, you won't put down on a piece of paper. You understand? So at the end of the day, does that paper really matter? If they ask you a question, you know, oh, do you sometimes feel like hurting somebody? We all know, yes, we feel that way, but you wouldn't put that shit down.
Well, this is true.
You understand what I'm saying? A crazy person will pass a psychological evaluation because all you do is put down the opposite of what you think. Come on. All they need to do is watch their record. That's what speaks for itself. A lot of these people get complaints and stuff, and they don't do anything about it. That's where we need to start. All right, and they need to handle the people that get the complaints and stuff and get rid of them. That's what they need to do. That's
this
it. They don't have
the
problem.
You're rocking with the menu. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. Nick, as you were saying with the Eric Garner thing, I mean, that's a nerve right there. That really
is.
Yeah,
because a cop that did that, he had many complaints against him. A lot of complaints of him being aggressive and hurting somebody. Why does he still have his job? That's where the problem is.
Matter of fact, I was reading something. He just got into an accident in June in a police vehicle, and he somebody sustained serious injuries because of it. And I'm like, wow. It's just like he just can't stay out the suit.
No, and that's their fault. And I blame the system for that. Because why are you keeping these bad apples? When you know they are a problem, you need to get rid of it, because all they're going to do is corrupt other people. That's where the problem is. Once you know this person is causing problems and bringing heat, get rid of them.
Because you know what? At the end of the day, you want to know what any PD is. I don't care what state it's in. You know what the PD
is? They're a gang.
It's worse than a gang. It's worse. It's a bunch of frat boys with fucking licensing to fucking kill. So basically, if they're feeling inadequate in any way, they legally can shoot you. Basically, that's what it is. It's a bunch of frat boys, because you can never break through that wall. That wall, you can never get anybody to turn on anybody. No matter
my thing
how.
Is this, all right. When does the wall have to cut across? But when does that wall apply and not apply?
It shouldn't
especially
apply,
when it comes
period.
To other officers, with officers of other ethnicities.
Honestly,
I'll be honest,
it shouldn't apply. It shouldn't apply, because not for nothing, you see that man doing something wrong that resulted in the death of someone, and you don't speak up about it, that's the problem. That is the problem. That makes you worse than him, because instead of you doing the right thing, you did the worst thing possible. You're letting that man get away with it. You're vouching for him after he's killed someone.
You know why? You know why? Because now his life is in danger. They all sit together. The minute that one person go against his brother in blue, now his ass is in fire, and his ass is on the line. That's why.
Yeah, and but again, that rule should have never been that rule should have never been something that was erected with him.
Exactly. That's why I said they should get rid of them. That's why I say it all starts from the top. Once you get rid of the bullshit from the beginning, you wouldn't have these problems. Now
and
they have all these corrupted people in here that it's more of them than it is of the good cops.
And again, you know, you got the sheriff that's been in office for 40 years. You know he ain't trying to give up his seat.
No.
He's trying to die in his spot. You know, if you go anywhere else, listen, anywhere outside of the boroughs, seriously, that sheriff life is real.
Yes.
Trust and believe. I live in Jersey. That sheriff life is real. They ain't trying to leave that spot because they're allowed to be in there until they freaking can't do it no more. So you've got some freaking racist sheriff from 1960 still in office, still training his men how to be like him. I mean, come on.
Well, yeah. He's still, you know, he still think the nigga is a nigga.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? But to me, the word nigga has no color. But, you know, they wanted to try to put color to it.
Honestly, it's one of the worst words ever created, but no, it shouldn't have any color.
Yeah, but the whole thing is it doesn't mean like lazy, you know, ignorant. I mean,
that's
so it says in the dictionary.
Exactly.
I mean, that can apply to anybody.
Brother
exactly.
B, and Brother B, can we be honest? It wasn't in our dictionary. Okay.
You're absolutely right.
It's nothing we came up with. It's nothing that was in our dictionary. But my problem with that word in general is that if you want to insult someone, please be colorful about it. Don't use that word. Call them what they really are. You ain't got
that word.
I don't care what color you are. I don't care where you come from. I'm not worried about that. That word is just so ugly because it has so much of a stigma attached to it for it being used against an entire race of people for hundreds of years. I personally hate the word. Me? Oh, I've got a whole vocabulary of other words that word don't even need to be used. Granted, my word is probably hated by both sexes, but that's besides the point.
Well, a non-intelligent individual doesn't have a colorful enough vocabulary or, you know, have a great grasp on the English language.
How intelligent do you have to be to call someone an ass clown? Curious.
How intelligent do you have to be? Like, why do you need 60 credits to shoot somebody in the front, the back? But choke somebody, because you know you have these problems. Oh, you need a degree. You need a degree to do what? To prove what? That not only are you comprehending of the stuff that you your paperwork, but you're also comprehending and knowledgeable of the law of what you're going out there doing. So my thing is, there's no excuse for the stuff that a lot of them do. There's no excuse for using a chokehold on somebody, and you know it's wrong. There's no excuse for acquitting an individual who did an illegal chokehold and tried to say, "Oh, the gentleman was resisting arrest." Listen, to me, resisting arrest is fighting back, not just moving your hand away or saying, "Don't touch me." To me, that's not resisting. To me, that's somebody just voicing their human right for, like, listen, I don't. Unless you're arresting me, don't touch me. And from my understanding, at least growing up, you had to actually do something
in order
to be arrested. Not just verbally say, oh, you're an asshole cop. All right, you're under arrest. But now anything is resisting arrest. You know what I'm saying? You could turn your head the other way and it's resisting arrest. And, of course, every day they put new laws on the books and they don't tell anybody. And next thing you know, you're getting stopped and they're like, oh, yeah, well, that's the law. I never heard of that.
And this
well,
is the thing.
You, nobody really goes out there and reads a criminal procedure law book to find
but
out
I mean,
what the new laws are.
But you know what? And but here's your BS. Here's your BS. They're not actually written down. This is what people – a lot of the crap that these cops say to individuals who they think are ignorant, which apparently is everybody.
Yeah.
What they, and it's sad but true. What they fail to realize is that that one person you think is ignorant isn't, and he knows the law. And a lot of the stuff that these cops say, they just come up on top because they think they can get away with it. And when you, being the intelligent person that you are, hit them back, that's when their ego starts taking a header. That's when they start
yeah,
feeling a certain
first
way
of all,
themselves. That's when
yeah,
they realize.
Because a Negro ain't supposed to be smarter than anybody.
Huh,
yeah.
That's what there are too
you ain't
many
supposed
listen-
to have a mind.
There are too many people in it. I'm sorry, reading is fundamental. That's all I can tell you. And
well, remember,
you
we weren't supposed to reread either. Remember, at one
yeah,
point
yeah,
it was
yeah,
illegal for us to read, so
yeah,
we ain't supposed to know anything.
Yeah, well, guess what? There's a whole new, listen, there's a new sheriff in town, and that sheriff is smarter than all y'all rednecks. I got to tell you. I got to tell you. I feel like
well,
Eddie Murphy in 48 Hours sometimes. I swear I do. I swear
well,
I do.
I got one for you. I got one for
hit,
you.
Hit me.
Why? And now I could be wrong. But why
you're
would
wrong.
You never hear about black officers doing
yes,
what their white counterparts are doing?
Oh, yeah, you do.
Why do you never hear about that?
Yes, you do.
You do?
The last incident I remember, because I'm actually to a point where just turning on the news makes my skin crawl and my soul ache and bleed. You remember when those guys, that young dude was celebrating his bachelor party at that strip club in Jamaica a couple of
okay,
years,
yeah,
back?
Okay, Sean Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Sean got killed by a couple of brothers, too. That were wearing blue.
Well, but the thing is, they I remember that they from what I remember from the story, they were shooting, but one of them shot like 5 shots, another one shot like 3 shots or something like that. Like the majority of the rounds were shot by someone that was non-black.
Right.
No.
And
no,
and there was a couple. But see me asking that question is kind of taking a swipe at the media and the stories, because they always want to paint a picture of a white cop, and now it's becoming a little more prevalent of like Spanish cops and blacks. So we got white cops assaulting black men, you got Hispanic cops assaulting black men, but you never really, they never really put any spotlight on brothers, black cops doing anything to anyone else.
I don't
and
know
I
why,
just find
some
that,
of them
I find that
black,
very interesting. Huh?
Some of the black cops are just as bad.
As
yeah,
no,
exactly.
Let's not control. They're not as bad. They're worse. Because
yeah,
they feel that they have something to prove.
Right.
To their
exactly,
white counterparts.
No.
So they're
exactly,
a lot worse.
But you never hear about anything that is, and I'm just wondering why. It's not to knock them, but my thing is, hey, you're part of the gang, you're part of the gang. So you should be held accountable and mentioned as well. And I don't like the media's portrayal. Like I said, I'm not defending anyone, but I don't like the media's portrayal of it's always a white man doing this or it's always a white woman doing this, because they're trying to keep this racial discord going, knowing that there are other ethnicities of cops that can do much worse and their attitudes are much worse than their male, their white counterparts. And I don't like the fact that the media is not highlighting any of that, because it
well,
should be highlighted.
Well, but here's the reason why it won't be, and nor will it ever be. It doesn't sell papers. No one's going to tune in for that, because I'm saying this wholeheartedly. As far as the media is concerned, it's nothing more than black on black crime, and they've already touched on that subject. You think I'm joking, but that's the media's take on it. There's nothing there. There's nothing there to promote. There's nothing there to start any trouble. There's nothing there to exacerbate any type of situation. There's nothing. However, everything else will definitely continue and sell papers and exacerbate the situation and make life a lot worse. But again, that's what it is. The media is strictly there to freaking perpetuate all of this crap, to keep the stereotypes going, to promote as much propaganda as it can. That is the point of the media. It hasn't served a purpose to the people in, I want to say, the past maybe 40 years, 30, 40 years.
Hmm.
When the media became worse than a National Enquirer, that's when you know we've had a problem. And the media is worse than the National Enquirer.
That's sad.
But yeah, that's where we're at. Because it's not going to sell. Think about it for a minute. Would you pick up the paper to read black cop kills black dude, or would you pick up the paper to read white cop kills black dude?
For me personally, I'm not picking up the paper.
Me and both. Listen, it's both, because you wearing a uniform that's supposed to serve as a tech. So I don't care what color you are, you have no reason doing what you're doing. Black, white,
okay.
Chinese, Asian, or whatever.
Okay, well, let me rephrase that whole thing. If you're an idiot who's into reality TV and propaganda and all of this crap, your headline choices are white cop kills black dude, black cop kills black dude. Which one are you more likely to pick up? Let's be real, people. We're not talking about the people that are intelligent. We're talking about the morons that sit there and think Jersey Shore is the real world.
And it's sad.
Okay.
Well, that's because most of the people that buy these papers and most of the people that subscribe to these reality shows and all this other stuff, like, it's sad to say, but they don't have a life other than what they read or what they see. And they base the world off the newspaper. Like, the columnist can't be wrong. But the columnist is human, too. The person that wrote that story believes, too, and he has an opinion. And not everybody. And remember, a lot of these stories are not always fact. And if they are, it's a little bit of fact mixed with some opinion. And you can't do that. You can't mix fact and
opinion than anything.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not going to work. That's why, it's like with that whole situation with Sean Bell and a lot of those cops, because I know the one that did the 41 shot, I think he was just stuck away and, like, behind the desk. They put him behind the desk, and, you know, he may be making more money now than he was when he was on the streets. It's just about the same. But those black cops that were present, you know, they did mention that, yeah, they let off some rounds, but I guess they just shot to shoot, even though we don't know the real story because we weren't there. I mean, isn't it protocol that you're not supposed to shoot into a moving vehicle?
You're not at all.
I mean, that's what they're not supposed to do, but they did it, and I don't know why they did it, but, I mean, I guess at that time it was their so-called a judgment call, whatever. Either way.
Yeah, well, their judgment is pretty fucked up.
Well,
sorry.
Because you know what? It's the human factor. Because the first thing I think they do with a lot of these cops, they tell them when they're training them, or before they go out on roll call, these captains and these CEOs, they work on fear. So they're sending you out there into a situation, hey, get back to your family. Hey, get back.
You know
to your
why?
Home.
Because
hey,
a lot of them don't live in the five boroughs, and I think that's a problem.
Exactly.
I think they need to keep the cops in the fucking five boroughs and stop having these people that's out there in Long Island and whatever who don't know what it's like to deal with our people out here being a cop. That's one of the issues.
I mean, you're right. The five boroughs does have its own mentality, and if you don't understand the mentality of the five boroughs, then maybe you shouldn't be in the five boroughs.
Exactly, and they need to leave it at that. They need to be left to hire and stay within the five boroughs and stop hiring outside. And it's not fair. But let me tell you something. But any other job, like when I was an operator, I had to be in the five boroughs, though. I'm sitting there answering calls. Why do I have to live in the five boroughs? But yet these fools out here that's carrying a gun can live someplace else.
Well, because
you understand, it's crazy.
Who wants to do it? Because not enough people in the five boroughs have 60 credit. Not enough people in the five boroughs that they feel have clean records that they want to hire. Because, see, the whole thing is it boils down to who they're going to hire to do what. I mean, come on, you're not going to hire. Listen, if you know there's an agenda, and I'm not getting into the whole conspiracy theories or whatever else, but the whole thing is you're not going to make a police force predominantly ethnic. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to make it 70% black or whatever and 30% white. It's not going to happen.
Why not?
Because.
Oh, no, because it has to be more. It always has to be more of them than it is of us. Always.
Because remember, we're not. And the way. It's funny. I mean, I can even say it about Africans that come from their country to this. Like, they look at the American black man like we're. Or black people like we're nothing.
Exactly. They don't.
You know
they don't consider us part of them either.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is
like we. Just because, you know what I'm saying? They just came from off the boat, or came from wherever they come from, and the first thing some of them want to do is look at the American black person and be like, you're nothing.
Exactly, and want to kiss the white man's ass. No.
Yeah, exactly. So,
you got to remember one thing. They come from a country where they still rule, you know? They're honestly, I feel this 100%. They're used to serving because their country is still being run by them. Still.
Well, this is true. This is true, but that's the whole thing. The mentality
there's
that you said that.
I gotta say this. There's a section of Africa where black folks can't even live. Actual Africans can't live there because the white people that live there don't want them there.
Yeah, I was mad to see that too. Like, what are they doing down there? Like, really? But it is what it is.
Yeah, and like I said, you can't have too many of us on a force that they run, and that's just what it is. Like, I'm not making it into a black or white thing, because it really isn't. It's an ideal thing. You know, people are going to throw a splash of color on things, but it's just the ideals of certain people. And if you notice, whether it's a black person, Indian person, people have ideals. And
the problem
stretches across the span of color.
And the problem is the ideal that's prevalent now is doing nothing but killing people for no reason.
Exactly.
Honestly, this ideal is just ridiculous. And I'm sorry. It's ridiculous. It's upsetting. It's heartbreaking. It's everything under the sun. And what really got me was the day after this young lady was found dead in a jail cell, another young lady, 18 years old, the following day.
But then the family said that she did commit suicide.
And where was that at?
Sorry?
Where was that at?
The family said that she did commit suicide.
She did?
Yeah. They said she always had problems. And they said that she committed suicide. They said, she committed suicide.
Yeah. How she commits suicide, because when you're in a jail cell, they're not supposed to have anything in there, not even their
shoes. Well, you know how it is. Listen, they helped them out. They was like, look, she's already suicidal. With this one, we don't have to touch her. Just give her everything and let her do it herself. Come on, you know how they think.
And again, why would you do that instead of putting her in solitary?
Well, what was she pick? What was she stopped for?
What was
she picked up for?
Did she steal something?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I think she stole something.
Theft. Minor theft.
Okay, she stole
minor
something.
Yeah.
Oh, well, forget it. Nothing. When a black person steals, nothing is ever minor. Like, to everybody else, the fact that, he stole something. Like, they don't, whether it was an apple or a car, they stole something. Because it's all the same.
Listen, it was minor. It was still minor. Anybody with a brain who can think and knows 1 + 1 = 2 knows it was a minor thing.
Okay,
that's not many people in this country. I just realized that. Never mind.
But that's what they do. So,
but that's what it was. But you know what? She's not the. You know what? It's just so. It's gotten to a point now where it's just totally out of hand and totally ridiculous. I'll give you an example. I forget the young lady's name. She's down in Florida right now. She's serving a life sentence for. You're gonna love this. This young lady. She's been in before that whole thing with That whole Florida fiasco happened with that stupid dude in the neighborhood watch. I can't even remember his
Martin.
Name. Thank you.
Trayvon Martin.
Whatever the stupid dude's name. Anyway, this young lady, she got arrested and sentenced to life in jail for firing her gun off in the air to scare
her. No, they let her go.
They let her go.
I think it was like a year later, but they were saying that finally they were going to let her go.
But this is my point. My point is, it's situations like that with black women.
Well, black
that,
people. It could have been a man. It was, as long as you're black, you're going to pay more than what a
black
person.
Well, no, if it was a man, he probably would have been shot.
No, he had been shot.
True.
But her being told that she had to serve 25... Mind you, up in the air, not pointing at anyone.
I mean, it's still considered reckless by shooting off in the air. But I understand what she did.
But George Zimmerman got off
for
killing
abused.
The child. Okay.
Huh?
Well, Zimmerman, you know, and the funny part is, that, but you know what? Zimmerman's going to suffer the rest of his days. So take comfort in that. Because eventually somebody's just going to get fed and just pop him in the head.
Well, they got to get him and his father, because his father's a judge. He's the one. His father's in power. That's why this motherfucker.
No, his father. His father's a retired lawyer, I think it was, and he called in a couple of favors.
Well, and he will always have that title. You understand? He will always get that respect, so then they will always look out for his son. And it's not fair.
Well, eventually what's going to happen.
And this man is always having problems. He's always having issues. He's going to get hit.
Because he knows he has a free pass. And he keeps
abusing
it. Yeah, but eventually that free pass is going to wear the hell out.
Because
you know what's going to happen. This one's going to happen, and I'm going to tell you why. Because eventually he's going to commit a crime somewhere in someone's jurisdiction that don't like his daddy for whatever reason. Or they don't want to put their political career on the line because it's election time. I guarantee you, Zimmerman won't be getting away with Jack. Because if you mess with somebody's political career, that's the end of you. That is absolutely
my thing is this. You have a lot of politicians out there. A lot of stuff is going wrong with these law enforcement in Texas. There's politicians over there. Politicians over here in New York, where there's a lot of things going wrong with some of these NYPD cops. But nobody's really saying anything.
Huh?
But the thing that bothers me the most is that do they have that much power? Do they have that much power where they actually scare the politicians? Where the politicians and people who can rewrite and make some changes have some type of fear to enact change because, you know, oh, well, I don't want to get stopped by one of these cops that know that I said this or said that, and next thing you know, I'm going to jail for whatever. And it shouldn't be like that. Like, you shouldn't have to be concerned. When you see flashing lights behind you, you shouldn't get scared. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at one point, it used to be comforting, like, oh, cops is here. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, Lord, like, do I have my ID? Like, oh, am I going to die?
Yeah, you got to stop praying. You got to pray and hope that you make it home after being stopped by them. Especially if you are walking or driving white colors. Instead,
TWB.
It's not right, but that's how it is.
But, okay, so with that being said, and with that being out there like that, why does it keep happening? Like, why do you still have the Daniel Pantanellos from the Eric Garner thing running up and crashing into somebody? Like, when did people get held accountable for their actions, or these agencies be held accountable for their actions? Why do you have this dude, Brian Encina, from the wrestling officer from this Sandra Bland situation, why is he allowed to just make false statements, knowing that there's a videotape and it was taken off camera, but there was audio? Like, why does it happen? Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it seems like it's unbelievable. Because no one's listening. It's unbelievable because they keep getting away with it. It's like, is this really happening?
It's to a point where they pretty much figured out no matter what happens, they're not going to get caught. Even if it's on tape, they're not going to get caught. So what's the matter? That's basically the reality of it now.
Okay, so but you know what I find interesting? Okay, so you had, now remember the situation where this dude, so-called, came from, I think it was Philly. He drove up from Philly or Maryland and killed those two cops.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they wanted to try and tie it into, I believe it was the Eric Garner thing, like.
Actually, the guy said that's what he was. The guy himself said that was for Eric. He was going around doing that for him.
Okay. Now, and all of a sudden, now the thing is, now for that moment. Everybody in uniform got scared. Why?
Yes.
And my thing
because they seen that people were fighting back. That's why they were like, "Oh shit, they're gonna retaliate." And you know,
don't give anybody a reason to fight you.
Exactly.
That's
but
my whole
they've
thing.
They've been doing it for so long. This powder keg's been brewing. It's been brewing for I don't know how many decades, the past couple of centuries. It's been brewing. I don't know
but
why.
I have to say this real quick. I'm not condoning what that dude did.
No, because those were innocent cops.
The contrary. Listen, personally, as a human, he's the type of person I love to lock up underneath the prison. Give him bread and water and pull his nails out one by one.
I'll give him none.
Exactly. No, he's coming from someplace else, bringing heat to us. No, and these cops didn't do anything. No, we don't go. We don't need to go around killing innocent people. This is the problem. You understand? That's we have an issue now with the cops going around killing the innocent people. We don't need to kill innocent cops. No, like that's not helping. That's making the situation worse.
But this is my point. Like. People like him, they're
ignorant.
Yeah, and you know what?
They're ignorant, but what about the people that, listen, it's supposed to be courtesy, professionalism, and respect.
You really pulled out the CPR.
That's what it's supposed to be, right? I used to bounce in clubs, and yo, the biggest way is to diffuse a situation is to say, hey, guy, you know, just kind of kill them with kindness. Because even when you have a patron that's a little rowdy and they drunk, logic eventually kicks in when you're not coming at them aggressively. They kind of tone it down. You got to kind of play into the whole ego thing. These cops nowadays, they don't want to play into anything. Off the back is you do as I say and not as I do. You can't come at people like that. Huh?
They have a gun, and that gun gives them power. You saw Juice.
Once he had the gun,
that's how it is with the cops. They got that gun. So it's like, you're going to show me some respect because I got this. Their whole attitude changes when they're on duty with that gun.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, to me, the gun means nothing. I mean, listen, knuckle game is always going to be number one to me. But a lot of these dudes can't fight anyway because they're busy jumping each other. It's
exactly.
A pack mentality. Oh, we got to jump on this guy. We got to jump on that guy. It's a shame officers were on top of Eric Garner. It's a shame.
Because they couldn't take that thing. They couldn't handle the black man. That's why. That's why they're trying to kill the black man because they fear him. That's why. It's fear.
I don't know why there's a fear. I don't know why there's this, all of a sudden is this fear of
what
like,
do you mean all of a sudden?
It's
been
women.
That way for years.
Okay, so why is it now all of a sudden a black woman? Like, what is the black woman doing to all of a sudden, you know, they're on
the
radar and it's like,
the black woman is making the black man.
That the fact that she doesn't say crap. She speaks her mind. She doesn't always have to be violent and rude about
exactly.
it, but she just does. You know?
Come on. Behind the man is a woman.
You know?
You know, they figure they want to take us out. Come on. It's crazy.
I mean, it is. I mean, like I said, I was doing some reading. I mean, some information I found, some I didn't, but, you know, like I was reading something where they was talking about one of the Amadou Diallo cops. They was going to, I think it was in 2012, the commission at the time decided to give him his firearm back after like 13 years. You want to give him his gun back? Well, yeah, I mean, but my thing is, once again, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely.
I remember Mr. Durkin said that in history. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And
but it's the truth.
My issue is, why do you feel the need to, like, why do you want to feel powerful over someone else? Like, why do you have to power trip? Why do you have to add that attitude? Just go out there and just do your job.
Because I'm inadequate, and I was bullied in school, so this is my way of getting back to school.
But it's like that everywhere, B. It's not just the cops. It's everywhere. You know, even in the offices and stuff, you have people that have power, and they power trip. You know that.
They can.
Some people get that power, and they just don't know it goes to their head.
You know what? It's not only that. Let's be honest. They are inadequate. They feel inadequate about whatever it is. They have no control over their lives.
Something at home. Exactly. They have no control at home with their husband, their kids, or whatever. So they have to take control someplace else.
Honestly,
that's not a color thing. It's just an individual thing.
Oh, yeah. And listen, I haven't had control over my life in years. I ain't fitting to have none now. But I accept it.
Exactly. You accept it. It is what it is.
Exactly.
You know, listen. But you know what? These people, they're still the people that were bullied in school. They were the loner. Oh, nobody wants to be my friend. Wham, wham, wham. Get over it.
But you just got some people who just want that power. They just feel like they need to feel important. You know,
you
want to
do something good for someone else. How about that? Go volunteer. But don't breed until you're ready to be an adult. Do me that favor.
You can pretty much tell the high-strung people who come in who want to be cops who the problem is by the way they act and everything. I could go into when I was sitting in my classroom at the policing class in John Jay, and shit, them some racist motherfuckers up in there. And I could already see in this classroom, a lot of y'all going to be murderers. I see that y'all going to be killing black people. You can see it. You can already see. You can already see, okay, I think he in the KKK. You see it.
And that's horrible.
It is horrible.
I mean,
it is horrible.
It is horrible because the stereotype has been carried on for long enough, and it really needs to stop. But, you know, it's too much of a moneymaker. Once again, there always has to be an enemy, and there always has to be a hero. And you know who the heroes are, and they're going to make sure that they stay the hero. And and that's just what it is. It's sad for our people, and it's sad for other people, you know, that this is still going on, or it's really just gotten to a point where it's okay to just kill somebody black. Like, it's just like stepping on a roach. So you kill somebody black, so what do you want us to do? Yeah, you're like, what do you want us to do? But the sad part, why did it take somebody to kill two innocent cops for people to get scared? It shouldn't have to be that way. And the thing that disturbs me the most, a lot of these law enforcement agencies are not trying to set any type of example or trying to change the mindset of their officers.
No.
And they just keep letting it happen. So that means anybody's fair game. Whether it's because I shouldn't have to do something. Like, if I was a cop, I shouldn't have to do something today that's going to get one of my coworkers hurt tomorrow. That's a good dude. So you got it's kind of like you. The blood is on your hand. The blood of those two cops is on that dude Daniel Pantanello's hand, or the dude or that cop Brian Encina. Whatever happens to one of your coworkers, your fellow officers, the blood is on your hands. Because somebody just took it the wrong way and took it there. So you should bear that cross as well. I don't see them as any different. It's like you had a hand in killing those two cops too. You did. Because you should have thought about what you did before you did it. Did you really have to like try to drag this woman out of the car? Like
exactly.
was your ego so bruised that you really felt that, oh, I gotta show her who's boss? Ooh, this is not about who's boss, it's about getting the job done. Mother used to tell me there's more than one way to skin a cat. Find another way. There's plenty of cops out here that do it every day. What? Oh, you want to be a smart ass? Let me see you turn your lights on, please. Let me see your tail light. Oh, you got a tail light out. Oh, this is a problem. There's two tickets. Have a nice day. There's other ways. If you really want to get somebody, there's other ways to get them. But you ain't got to kill them. You ain't got to get physical. But that's the aggressive nature of some of these individuals. Like you said, they have no control over their lives. Something is wrong. Something is not stable. And they go out there, and the first thing they want to do is hurt something.
That's right.
They had a bad morning, and they want to go out there and hurt something. And, of course, in my opinion, I don't care what anybody says, cop or no cop, any dude that puts his hand on a woman in a violent manner is this. I'm just going to say it. Give me the demerit, whatever. You a pussy.
Yeah.
You just certain things you just do not do.
Well, you know, and they just released Sandra Bland's booking photo. I mean, booking footage.
Yeah, I posted the video.
Yeah, you seen it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And still, like, come on. Why does she have to die in custody? There's still
exactly.
They said they claim it was a suicide. That's what they put out there.
Yeah.
It was a suicide.
But here's your problem. If it was suicide, why was a cop seen cleaning out the cell for items that we all know weren't in the cell? So in other words, this cop magically just decided to take a garbage bag, put it in the cell with her, so she could wrap it around her neck.
And did you see one of the cops threw something in the garbage, and it looked like he was looking to see if no one was looking, and just tossed something in the garbage. What did he toss in the garbage?
And not to mention the fact, when you see her go into the cell, only thing she had was her towel, her blanket, and the pillow. So if she was going to hang herself, shouldn't she have used that?
I'm making sure all the videos they want to show. Nobody goes for a job interview that want to kill themselves. I'm sorry.
No. And the fact the fact still remains one. This is the fact. The fact still remains she was illegally arrested and detained, and she died while in custody.
Exactly.
Somebody killed her, so somebody. And this is the whole thing. Somebody has to be held accountable. And they're crying because the police precinct where she was taken, they've been receiving death threats. I'm supposed to have sympathy? Absolutely not. I have no sympathy.
What do you expect? I mean, you do wrong, you get wrong. That's just what it is. You didn't think you were going to receive some type of threat or something wasn't going to happen. I mean, look what you did.
They didn't think
It went all down to it. It's just human nature. You can't go around doing stuff. That was somebody's child. That was somebody's sister. That was somebody's boyfriend. Girlfriend. That was somebody's best friend. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, people get emotional when you do dumb stuff like that. I just lost my best friend over some BS. I just lost my girl over some BS. I mean, people get emotional. Just like the same way when somebody loses, when a fellow officer is killed. And, yeah, people get emotional. But it should be no different. You shouldn't be held at a higher standard or your life is better. Or greater because you're in a uniform, because you took some oath to protect. But that's the thing, you took an oath to protect, so you're supposed to be professional. You're supposed to be held at a higher standard, but your life is still equivalent to someone else's life. You're just put on a pedestal because you're supposed to uphold the law, but the same people that are upholding the law are breaking the law, and they get away with it. And it's sad. And like I said, it's not all police officers, but it doesn't look good when you have this overwhelming, just like media sensation of white cops just going in on African Americans, male.
Well, here's another one. Rayette Turner, 42, died in police custody on Monday. She was awaiting arraignment for shoplifting charges. She was found dead Monday at 2 p.m., 2 days after her arrest at a wholesale food store.
Right. She's the one with 8 kids, right?
Yep. So, again,
what did she steal?
She stole food from a Whole Foods market.
Okay. You
probably
steal. I gotta look at that for what it is. No, you shouldn't steal anything. But
I don't know what her circumstances. The fact is that you should go to jail. Absolutely. Make no mistake. You should always go to – if you do a crime, you got to go to jail. But while you're in jail, why is it that you're – again, why is this woman dead now?
Exactly. Why are people dying in police custody? You're supposed to be watching these people. Why are they dying under your watch? That's the problem.
That's the problem. Somebody needs to freaking address this and really deal with it because it's ridiculous now. It's in freaking
I mean, I'm sure some people may have saw the whole. I mean, we kind of strayed at the same time to the topic of the whole killer cops and all that stuff and where are they now, whatever. Because where are they now? Basically, most of them either were forced to resign. Or they're just, they're still on duty. They still have their jobs.
They resign, or they join different departments, or they're on, or they all work for one police plaza.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
That's where they are. Exactly.
Exactly. So, or you know, or they're in applicant process. My thing is, no one's bashing cops, but the thing is, the ignorant. An inept mind is going to look at killer cops and be like, oh, they're bashing cops. Listen, and I have to call a spade a spade. I try not to get a little crazy with the language, but listen, asshole, to the ignorant asshole that wants to prejudge, that wants to take what we're saying or what I said and say, oh, they're racist or they don't like cops. No, because I know some people that are cops, and I say a prayer for them every day and pray that nothing ever happens to them because it's some other asshole cop or some asshole on the streets. You know, none of us have anything against cops. It's just a human thing. Because before you're a badge, before you're a uniform, before you are anything, I believe you are human. And if you go out there and commit these type of crimes, because no matter what law you think you're covered under, to those whether you believe in God or not, it's a crime against God. Sin, for you to go out there and do some of the things that you're doing morally and spiritually is you're wrong. And if you can't think about that first, then I don't know what to say. But you got to call the state a state. It's out of control. It needs to stop. The media, somebody really needs to get at some of these media, like especially like bullshit Fox News and a couple other people I don't even want to get into right now, but you got to stop with the whole sensationalizing of just one thing. Like if you're gonna don't just shit in one spot. Spread it around so everybody can step in it. It's not just happening. Like I said, I'm looking for an article for somebody to say something about a black cop. Do you think I feel comfortable around black cops? Hell no.
Nope.
It's sad, but it's true. I feel more comfortable around a white cop because at least I know his intentions. More than I would know a black cop.
Well, you better than me. I don't feel safe around a cop at all. I don't.
But that's the sad part. We shouldn't feel that way. But see, once again, there's the stigma. Just like we carry a stigma as black people, they carry a stigma too. So when do we stop? You know, when's the resolution in all of this? I mean, I'm not expecting people to go out and start holding hands and singing Kumbaya, but something's got to give, man. Somewhere along the line, like, it really, something has to give, and I really think they need to implement some serious retraining in some, like, real mandatory, like, once again, psychological testing, because it is a problem. No one really wants to admit there's a problem in their own backyard. But there's a problem, and something needs to change. Unless you're going to make all cops robots, where robots don't look at color. Unless you're going to program them too, but they look at the situation for what it is, and that's just that. But as an individual, as a person going out there, it's hard to not have the ego, or it's hard to not feel that emotional response when someone challenges you, and you're like, hey, I'm the authority on the scene. You can't talk to me like that. Listen, check your ego at the door. Because it has no place in the streets. It has no place out there when you're supposed to be being professional, when you're supposed to be courteous. It's all right for a cop to say, hey, motherfucker, give me your license. But what about if you say, hey, motherfucker, why are you stopping me? Oh, you're under arrest. Because you can't say that to a cop.
No.
But they can say it to you.
Absolutely.
There's no need for it to see, and that's the thing, you need to kill the double standard. Because if you're starting beef, don't expect to, you know what I'm saying, don't sit there and really be like, really, why are you giving me a hard way to go? Because you started it. They want everybody to be compliant. Don't expect everybody, don't confuse my compliance with me, you know, going quietly with what you're trying to do or what you're saying. So,
but that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know? It's
yeah,
just crazy.
It's sad.
Crazy.
It really is sad.
It's sad. I mean, it's what's really sad is the fact that we lose on both ends, whether it's good cops getting killed or it's like just innocent people getting killed. But once again, in the eyes of that they're proud to portray in the media and law enforcement, Sandra Bland wasn't innocent. Eric Garner wasn't innocent. Sean Bell wasn't innocent. Freddie Gray wasn't innocent. None of these people are innocent. You know, I don't know them personally. I wasn't there at the situation, but something happened, and somebody effed up, and somebody needed to be held accountable.
And
so,
that,
you know,
and that,
well, until we can. Honestly, and until people in general, really freaking go up against authority and freaking really challenge authority and say, well, we want answers, I hate to tell you, ain't nothing going to change. And that, my friends, is the truth. There comes a time when you got to stand up and say, all right, enough. But until that happens, you know.
I agree.
We're going to continue to have situations like this. We're going to continue. And, you know, to all of those cops that are been relocated, well, they've taken an early retirement for things that they've done, that they've gotten away with. Karma's a bitch, honey. And make no mistake, you'll get yours.
Yeah. We got a caller with 6 minutes left. 3054, you're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Hey, it's me, guys, the King of Kings.
Oh God.
What? I just got in from my place.
Better late than
never, okay? Exactly. That's what she said last night. But
this is, you know what, we need to start screening people.
Oh, shit. Well, what did I do? I just got on the air now. I got
and
3 minutes to talk.
Fine. Go ahead, Hot Rod. Hit us.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you
got
5 minutes, brother.
What's the topic?
Killer cops and where they're now. Even though we kind of know where they're at now. It's just the whole police thing and, you know, what's going on.
Oh, they're free like a bird, of course. Because, as always, the justice system's corrupted. I was called to let people know, just know your rights and know the law. That's it.
But that right there can get you beat up, too. That can get you killed.
True.
Because
knowledge
is power.
But if you know the rights, you know the law, you know what to do and what not to do. education and knowledge is always the key. It doesn't work all the time, but it's 9 out of 10 chance you won't be killed or arrested.
Well, my thing is this. What do they say? You have the right to remain silent? Shut up. Until you see a lawyer, shut up. There's nothing more to say. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to put the cuffs on me? And I have nothing to say. You do what you got to do. Just let it happen.
Exactly. So
you know what
happens is take your beating, and you already lost. The whole war, you lost. So why fight and make the situation even more worse? It's one of those things you never know.
I mean, it's sad, but you're right.
Like, long story short, I know Tamika would like this one. I got caught a couple of years ago peeing in a train track. Because I was a little bit intoxicated. The cop tapping my shoulder. The cop's tapping my shoulder. I look up. I say, then I say a word. I get my ID and set my ass down. I got caught. Why should I say anything? I was drunk. I got my ticket and walked away. God bless.
But you know what? You ran into a cop that wasn't looking for the confrontation. You do have individuals out there that are looking for the confrontation.
I was lucky.
They're looking for the fight. I mean, where I work, you know what I'm saying? You got guys that are looking for the fight. And it's like, dude, it's not that serious. So stop it. But there's always one person that want to turn it up. Always one person. Where everybody else can be on the bus with headphones, you got that one person just blaring a song that no one likes on the speaker with no headphones.
I
think
everybody
want to hear that. Yeah, I do. Yeah, it makes no sense. So you're always going to have one person that wants to just turn it up.
True, like my friend talks to me.
Right.
Well, you know, once they carry that badge and that gun, they believe they have power. And
that's what they do.
Using their power. That's what all my friend cops told me. Some of these guys believe they have the power to do whatever they want. They are above the law.
Yeah.
And that's all. That's all I have to say. Sorry.
Well, no, we appreciate you coming in with that because it is the truth, though, and there's not much we can do about it other than, you know, forget it. That's it. I'm calling for a revolution. We all need to move to Canada. Forget this.
Again?
And they'll find this there too.
Canada. Listen, free health care. And yeah, that's it. It's free health care.
Canada doesn't want a big population of Negroes there either.
I will polygon Francais with the best of them.
Oh,
and all I need is a croissant. And some fries and gravy, and I'm good to go.
Alrighty then.
Okay.
And on that note, we got 1 minute.
We got 1 minute, some change left. Listen, next week's topic. You know, I got to touch it. Like, you know, we got to do we got to do something a little serious, and it's dealing with an agent. Yeah, dealing with an aging parent, something that y'all skipped out on me, but it's okay.
Not Nicole.
But, really?
Seriously?
I love you, Mika. Love you like a cold one. But,
You're rude and that's all right. You're rude and disrespectful. It's okay.
Hey, remember, y'all be calling me bad apple sauce the whole night.
That's true.
But,
that's my brother. We're going to catch you out there anyway. But, so next week in Agent Perry.
Yeah, but after that, we're going to get a little raunchy.
Okay,
you know, I'm in the mood. We're going to get real raunchy. So, two hours of raunchiness. So put on your shit kicker.
I will get my lotion ready then. All right, guys.
Please do. Yo, thanks for tuning into the menu. Meeka and Nicole. Brother, thank you all. Brother B, we all signing out. Hot Rod.
All right, y'all be safe.
All right, good night, guys.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Right,
okay.
Bye.
All right, later.